This podcast is brought to you by Viva Global. Experience the difference with Viva. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
So to give us a rundown of the Brunswick game and preview this weekend's fixture, we are joined in the studio by another goalkeeper, women's goalkeeper Ariel Kasser. Welcome, Ariel. How's it going?
Very good. Thanks for inviting me.
No problem. Thanks for coming in on a Tuesday night. So taking a look back at the weekend, another positive result, another victory, and 1-0 win over Brunswick. This result was pretty tough, though. Tell us a bit about the game.
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't think it was quite as, I'd say, easy as we thought it was going to be.
Yep.
You know, Soph was in here last week. You know,
yeah, I think she said, what?
5-0,
yeah,
I think she said.
Yeah, that was her prediction. Yeah, throw the team under the bus there early on.
Yeah, thanks for that. But yeah, I think, look, I think it was just a matter of us probably trying a bit too hard to get the result. You know, there's not much I can do. Standing all the way back there, it's just, yeah, we were dominating. It was just a matter of us, of I guess, when and not if kind of thing. But, yeah, I guess we got there in the end. And 3 points is 3 points, isn't it?
That's it. I mean, pretty much. I mean, win and move on. The score was nil all at half time, though. What was head coach Sean's message at the break? What was he saying to try to get us over the line?
I mean, look, he wasn't happy. Because he knows what we're capable of.
Is it a hairdryer treatment, or is he just, you know, look, not angry, just disappointed?
He threatened it.
Oh, yeah.
He made the threat, but yeah, look, he didn't follow through. He gave us the opportunity to, I guess, rectify the situation in the second half. And his message was basically just stay composed. You know, if we play our game, you know, we all know that we can beat any team, kind of thing. And I think it's just a matter of sort of keeping ourselves in check, and not, you know, getting too ahead of ourselves.
Well, in the end, we did get the result. I think it was Sophia who scored the goal to give us the 1-0 victory.
Just as well after her bold predictions, I suppose.
Yeah, she couldn't quite get all five, but she did get the goal that got the result. So, you know, that's got to be some sort of, I don't know.
Consolation?
Yeah, I was going to say, couldn't think of the
word. I ran down for the goal to celebrate. I don't run down often.
Yeah.
But when I do, you know something's going on.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
So this was a tough game. What do you reckon about Brunswick was so difficult for us? Because, you know, in particularly in the early games, the results seem to have come a little bit easier. So what was so tough about this week?
Yeah, look, I think, and I think it's going to be probably the case for every game ongoing. I think, you know, teams are realising who we are, and they've seen the results, and, you know, we're the team to beat, basically, and they're stepping up and they're, I guess, putting as many players behind the ball as they can. And, yeah, they may not be the best quality players, but, you know, they give everything on the park. And when you're doing that, it's hard to beat, kind of thing, and it's hard to break through, really. So we just had to persevere as much as we can, and I think that's going to be the case for a lot of games.
So it does sound like they sat back pretty deep. Did you have much to do? Were there any scares when they were coming up the other way, or was it pretty much one-way traffic with, you know, the no finishing touch?
Oh, look, there were a couple, you know, it came through to be a couple free kicks in the, you know, dying stages of the game where I was like, anything can happen kind of thing. And it did get to the point, I know, it took a while for that for our goal to go in, and I was getting to the stage where I was kind of feeling like, you know, it's just they're going to just score a cheap goal and we're going to, you know, leave the game with nothing kind of thing. But, you know, credit to us, I guess. We managed to, score and then just hold them out. It was really just a matter of us just not letting them get through in the end, yeah.
So how did you end up coming to Avondale? I mean, you know, every player is a new signing this season, I suppose. So
yeah.
What's your story?
Unlike, I guess, most of the girls, I didn't play junior football. I started playing when I was, I don't know, 20-ish. So it was about 2010. No, I'm not that old. Wait, yeah, around then, let's say.
Sounds good, yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, I actually started playing for the newly founded Melbourne Knights women's team back in 2010. So I was there for a long time. Similar to what I anticipate will happen with Avondale, I worked my way up from State 4, State 3, State 2, and ended up in state one, which was, you know, an unbelievable thing to experience, you know, promotion. And then obviously, you know, you get to state one and it's, you know, a whole different ball game kind of thing. And then I actually moved one season to Keilor Park, which is where I met Cindy, obviously the assistant coach. I took last year off, just had some injuries, bumped into Cindy and she was like, hey, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I don't know, nothing planned. So came down and, yeah, the rest is history, I guess.
No, fantastic. So having been at Melbourne Knights, you mentioned that you were there and, you know, you started in State League 4 and then you were sort of with the Knights program as that developed all the way to State League 1. How does what Avondale's got going on at the moment compare to what the Knights had? So, like, I mean, are we on the right track, you know? Because obviously if you were there, you've sort of been there and done that. So compared to that, how's everything looking?
Yeah, look, I mean, women's football as a whole, is the landscape's just completely changed, you know, from 2010 to where it is now. There's really no comparison at all. And then you take into consideration Avondale are really, you know, at the forefront. I honestly say, mean that, like, they're at the forefront of women's football. It's unbelievable. It's just a professional vibe around their training room, every game. You know, it's, we've got, you know, the stretch bands and the foam rollers out, which I didn't know were a thing, but yeah, it's next level at Avondale. It's, yeah, it's really good.
We've had players on here in previous weeks set some pretty big goals for the team. I mean, obviously the predictions we've talked about for last game didn't quite pan out, but I think it was it Indra that suggested you could potentially go through the season without conceding. How do you feel about that as the last line of defence?
Yeah, as the goalkeeper, does that just unload a whole heap of pressure on you pretty much? Like,
I am probably the most superstitious person in our team. You don't even want to mention it. Like, I'm at halftime, I'm just like, I'm not going to say it, but we're not going to, I'm like trying to motion, keep a clean sheet. I'm just not saying it, you know.
Knocking on the wooden
pretty
wooden
much,
desk,
pretty much. It's just like, don't score. But I just, yeah, I take each week as it comes, the old cliche. And I just, yeah, I mean, everyone else is sort of, there's a lot of expectations on the team and I just try and take it in my stride, I guess. Not try to let it, take its toll on me too much, I guess.
Well, we got the result against Brunswick, shut them out. So the streak continues.
It does,
for another week. And it sort of has a personal element for you as well. Not sure if you're aware of this, but you have now kept, I think it's 4 clean sheets in your first 4 senior games for the club, which is actually a new club record. Actually breaks the record that Chris Oldfield had set when he first joined the club with 3. So with 4, there you go. So,
well,
another personal element there,
I mean,
I guess.
Yeah, look, you know? I'd like to take complete credit for that, but I do have a really, really strong defence in front of me. And it's definitely credit to those guys, and not just the defence, you know, the midfield and the attackers as well. We defend throughout the pitch. So it's credit to the whole team, really.
Well, talking about whole team efforts, you know, the defence, so done a bit of research here. This one came from Sean, head coach Sean. So far this season, there are 167 senior women's teams in Victoria, and Avondale are one of only 2 clubs left who have not conceded a goal this season. So as far as whole team efforts and, you know, the goal of not conceding, that's a pretty darn impressive stat, I reckon.
That is pretty hectic, and trust Sean to pull that one out of the bag. He comes up with some weird ones sometimes, but that's unbelievable. I can't remember if
I think you're torturing Ariel here with the with the superstitions. I can see.
Oh, that. Yeah, oh,
I'm around throwing salt over her shoulder. Yeah. Do you have any pre-game rituals that you?
Do I? I mean, no. Look, I don't want to give it away because everyone's going to be looking at me now before.
Yes will suffice, I suppose.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, all of them. Maybe, all of the superstitions.
Maybe we should adopt some pre-show superstitions of our own for a good show, maybe. Maybe you can
teach us a thing or two. I'll give you one of my training ones. This is, I lose it all the time during training. It's like when we're taking shots or anything like that, I just don't want the girls to put the balls in the back of the net, all right? Just keep them at the side. The balls don't belong in the net, I'm sorry. They stay outside.
That's fantastic.
I think that was actually a superstition that Schmeichel had too. Mm. The original Schmeichel, not Kasper.
Yes, Peter.
Yeah, so it's just we're crazy goalkeepers. we're crazy, different
breed, I think. But we are running out of time. We do have to get into the prediction segment. I suppose we'll start with the women's game then, Branson.
Yes, so we're taking on Castlemaine Goldfields. Mm-hmm. So that'll be a fun road trip on a Sunday morning away at Castlemaine. Mm-hmm. Tricky opposition. What are we expecting?
Yeah, look, I mean, going into every game now, I would expect every team to be stepping up, and it'll be no different with Castlemaine. They've had mixed results, and I think it'll be, might take us a while to break through, but I think, we're a pretty fit team, so I think we'll run it out in the end.
Not going to give a score prediction like Sophia did last week. You don't have to. It's not obligatory.
I'd say I'm going to go 3-0.
As long as there's a nil on one side of that scoreline, we don't mind.
Well, as long as the streak continues, that's the fairly easy element of the prediction. You just go zero. You don't want to be the person who predicts that we concede a goal. I wouldn't do that.
You can't do that. That would be a hex.
Taking a look at some of the other games this weekend as well, our juniors are taking on the St. Albans Saints this weekend at home on Sunday at Doyle Street. And, of course, another big game for the men's team taking on the Bentley Greens at 3:15 p.m. on Saturday at Avenger Park. So another big weekend of Avondale football ahead. Almost stumbled on that one.
Yeah, first v third. So huge game, huge, huge game. A lot of history between these teams. Lots of exciting games last season. I'm going to predict a 2-1 win for the men's.
I reckon 2-0.
2-0. Going 2-0. For a clean sheet. I suppose that's a good thing to go.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they fill me with confidence.
Ariel, thank you so much for coming into the studio and joining us here on Avenger Radio.
Thank you very much.